visiting today with Pleasantville Head, just wrapping up here the state tournament last week. You guys had two athletes participate, with one of them finishing fourth. Can you just kind of walk me through a little bit about the state tournament experience and kind of how you feel last week went overall?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, the experience, obviously, it's a long 4 days. You know, the guys got to make weight every morning. For us, I guess we're kind of afternoon session, but I'd say overall it went really well. Michael Sorensen to make that to state, you know, as a freshman, that's just a great accomplishment, one. And two, he did wrestle, you know, pretty hard. He had some really good competition when he was out there. But I think overall, you know, he was pretty pleased with his season and how things ended. Obviously on a positive note there for him moving into next year. And then as far as Zane Mullenix being one, you know, he went in with, I think, some really high hopes. Obviously, you know, qualifying last year from the sophomore, just kind of his expectations and goals are obviously to be a state champion. But coming out fourth, I think that's pretty well a representative of, you know, the hard work he's put in and kind of where he's at right now.
You know, how kind of neat of a season was it overall for Zane, you know, with those only two losses in the regular season being now to those two guys that finished first and second at the state tournament, and then just him also being able to break the record for missing and doing well at the state tournament?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, a lot of those accomplishments there, and I guess taking off those losses, you know, with, you know, one to Tucker Wheeler, you know, they went 1-1 last year on the season. Or this year on the season, and then his loss to the champion. Those are some good losses, I would say. And then to have your other two losses out at the state tournament to the kid that got, you know, second and third, not too bad on the year, I guess. And you know, achieving those that season record win. Obviously, like I said, he's got some high goals, and just works really hard to obtain those goals.
It had to be a bit of a tough as a coach too, you know, a guy like Tommy Booth, who has been a great wrestler for Pleasantville and has been to the state tournament before, falling just short this year, and also Blake Rousen, who had a great season for you guys, falling just short as well.
It is tough. It's very tough. You know, to see, obviously, like I tell my guys here, I said my goal is always to have everybody make it. I mean, who doesn't, right? But for those guys, you know, coming in, you know, not taking away from anybody else as far as hard work, but, you know, they put in a lot of effort, a lot of extra stuff in the off season, you know, and their goals are the same. You know, they wanted to be at the state tournament, did everything they could to get there. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, a few things come up short, and that's the sport of wrestling, right? You know, it's one-on-one, and just kind of any given day, anything can happen.
You know, you look at the season over the whole, as a whole, you know, this was your first year as head coach. I know you've been around the program before and very familiar with Pleasantville wrestling, but you kind of evaluate where the team is at right now and the culture of the program. How do you feel like your first season went overall?
I think the season, you know, went very well. I knew coming in, we were going to be kind of young and maybe inexperienced at some areas here, but I feel like the kids really responded to, you know, what we wanted to do. You know, put in the extra effort, extra time that I asked of them, and really just turned out, you know, obviously we tied our, you know, dual win record for our school here, which was a huge accomplishment, something I never even thought that we would get to. You know, we always hope for those things. So yeah, I feel like our season went really well.
You know, you kind of look a little bit about you know, where the program's at now and then looking forward to the future, you know, what are some things that, obviously there's a lot to digest when one season ends and you already start looking ahead to the other, but, you know, so many kids at Pleasantville play other sports, participate in, whether that's, you know, track or baseball or football or whatever that may be, you know, how do you hope that they take what they learn from, you know, wrestling this year and use that in their other activities?
That's something, you know, we do talk about a lot. You know, some of these kids, you know, they do participate in three or four sports. Some of them, it's just wrestling maybe, but we talk about it every day, you know, as far as what they do in the wrestling room, you know, how that carries out into everyday life. And, you know, the bumps in the road here that we might have in the room or on the mat, just makes them a better person, and builds off their character in general, for the rest of their life.
You know, going into next year, do you feel comfortable with kind of, you know, you're going to have some graduate, of course, but comfortable with guys you have coming back and then maybe some freshmen that are going to be joining you as well next year?
Yeah, I feel like we'll be in a good spot. You know, obviously we're going to lose, you know, four or five seniors here, that were good, positive leaders in the room. You know, we've got quite a few juniors now. Hopefully they'll return back. Like I said, we are young, and there's a few freshmen moving up here as well that'll help contribute, I think, and really add some depth and talent into the room. So really looking forward to next year, you know, kind of building off what we did this year.
You know, what are these guys that are, you know, that are not seniors that are going to be participating next year in Pleasantville? Kind of what's the steps now? I know as a head coach, you can only have so much hands-on work with them in the off season, but kind of what do they do to stay in wrestling mode? Because it is a sport where you got to stay physically fit at least all season long or all year long.
So that would be, you know, something we'll talk about, you know, as far as obviously weight training. That's been a big focus for us here at Pleasantville, not just for wrestling, but in all of our sports. So maintaining, you know, our strength throughout the year, being in the weight room, you know, 2-3 times a week, from now until next year. And then also just kind of, you know, we'll have some opportunities. I know some of the guys are going to do some freestyle, which will start up here probably next week. Continue that through the spring, hit up some summer camps. Just kind of offer some opportunities for guys to kind of still hit the room and stay in that shape and not miss out on too much that they've learned from this year.
Well, Coach, congrats on a great season, you know, and thank you for talking to me throughout the season and, you know, already looking forward to next year.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for your coverage and your time. So greatly appreciate it.